And welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo and Netflix and really beyond that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island and also the Game Brain podcast. I'm going to actually be co-hosting this week's episode, so keep an eye out for that one. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben. Hello, everybody.
Hello. So today, it's Friday. We've had some gaps in our recapping schedule, and we've been sort of playing around with different things. Last Friday, we had an interview with Kim D, which was great, by the way, and people should listen to that. She was super candid and fun. I had a great time with that interview. So if you want to get some good tea about New Jersey, be sure to look that up. The week before that, we did Emily in Paris. We've done My Octopus Teacher, the Action Park documentary. We've just been like playing around with recapping different things until Bravo's slate gets a little bit more full-time for us. And today we thought we would check out Dream Home. Is that what's called Dream Home? Dream Home?
Dream Home Makeover.
Dream Home Makeover. So this was a new show that premiered on Netflix over the weekend, and it had a lot of hype, and we thought, let's just check this out, especially since this week we debuted our new limited series Dwell Hello for Stitcher Premium, and that's all about House Hunters. It's 12 weeks straight of recapping House Hunters, and so we're sort of like in a home and garden state of mind, so why not tackle Dream Home Makeover? So that's exactly what we're doing today.
We love a home design show.
We really do. It's just, yeah, there's something very comforting about it, and also like it inspires me to try to do things which I never will do, but it inspires me, which is fun, you know.
Yeah, me too. I love these. I watch HGTV all day, every day, and so I thought, you know, let's see Netflix. They've tried it.
Yeah.
They've had Genevieve from HGTV, Genevieve Gardner? Mm-hmm. Gardner.
Whatever.
Right?
Yeah. Genevieve G.
We all just know her as Genevieve, okay? Originally from Trotting Spouses. And she has a show on there about designing rental properties, like, I was going to say Bed Bath & Beyond properties. You know what I mean? Bed rental. What do you call it?
Airbnbs.
Yes, yeah. Airbnbs, and that one was okay. I kind of like that. I like her a lot.
There was the Home Edit, which we actually recapped on a bonus episode a few weeks ago, which was, you know, it was all right. We only watched one episode of that. I definitely thought about it, that stupid show, while I was rearranging my cookbook collection this week, and I was like, should I do the rainbow? And then I was like, no, that's ridiculous. But there's the Home Edit. So then here comes Dream Home Makeover. And it's basically about a couple that lived in Southern California and then moved to Utah and are renovating things. So
yeah, and they have a lot in common with the other show we mentioned, the Closet Show, because they became famous on Instagram and then got a show. So if anybody wants a show, get your ass famous on Instagram, because that's how you do it.
Yeah, apparently that's what you do. So their names are Shay and Sid McGee. And we learned that in 2013, Shay designed her first home. Shay is this, like, by the way, let's describe what they look like. So Shay is basically like a variation on Christina from Christina on the Coast and flipping. What was that? Why am I
flipper
blanking?
Flip or flop.
Flip or flop, right? She's sort,
yeah,
of like
flip
a
flip or flop. I think she looks just like Megan Hilty, the musical theater actress. Mm-hmm. She was in that show Smash with Catherine What's Her Buns. I Married David Foster. Now I'm Having an Old Baby.
Yes, you know what I mean? Catherine McPhee.
Oh, McPhee McGee. You see?
Well, so, she also has like a little like touch of Connie Britton in her as well.
Yes, like maybe a young Connie Britton, and she has a kind of a look of the actress who plays Little Red Riding Hood in Into the Woods, if you mm-hmm. ever have seen the video of that. She's got a familiar face, but they both have very familiar faces if you've ever seen a white person. Because these are the whitest, and this is what you think Utah is, right? This is like the stereotypical Utah where everything, even the things they design are white. Like, that's her thing. She wants everything as white as possible. Like, there's a certain kind of whiteness that is just like Hitler Youth white. Yeah. You know?
It's like, have you ever said to yourself, hey, I wonder what would happen if that stock photography came to life and then renovated a house? It's like, that's what these two are like.
Yes. Like Target pictures, like Target picture frame pictures.
Yeah. It's exactly, that's exactly what it is. It's like, oh, I just got this amazing, very cheap and affordable 8x10 frame from Target. And now the people inside it have a show on Netflix.
Yeah. So she has, you know, kind of the modern day Cinderella story, the Instarella story, where she designed her home in 2013, and then she started posting it to Instagram, and then soon after, I had friends, family, bus drivers, homeless people, vacuum cleaner salesmen, perverts with dick pics. I mean, they all just loved it, and it just turned into a paying business, and so we sold our home, and we used every penny that we made from that home to buy denim, barn doors, and Laura Ashley dresses to convince everyone that we're happy, and our ginger baby isn't as miserable as she looks in that cover photo.
So we have Studio McGee, which is our interior design company, and then McGee and Company, which is our furniture and decor business, and then we have McGee and McGee, which is actually our table mat business, and then McGee
Roll
and...
with McGee's. That's where we sell little paint rollers. Look, I'm holding one right now.
McGee Incorporated, which is actually where we develop scissors to cut through red
Tits
tape.
Tits McGee is a bra company. Very, very proud of that one. You know, I sold my bra in 2013 to start a new bra company called Tits McGee. So,
Bed Bath and McGee Beyond, which is where we have our bedding.
McGeedles, where we sell the whitest hamburgers you'll ever see.
We also have McGee King, which is a rival to McGeedles, even though it's the same company, but that one just has onion rings.
Yeah, they love McGee. So she runs creative, and Sid, her husband, is the CEO. Okay, just warning here, guys. Sid's like, I'm not sure if I'm just the handyman or the good looks. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sid. I don't know if anybody's told you this before, but you're fucking useless. Okay?
Yeah.
This is what happens when you marry a useless man. Okay. This guy is so useless. He leans on the couch during the interviews, you know, puts his arm on the back of the couch in interviews, which, you know, I hate. I've always hated that. It's like that just, I don't give a fuck what you think kind of a pose, but he's like trying really hard and he literally does nothing.
He does nothing. He is basically there because someone in Netflix said, you know, we want to see the houses, but this is also a show about relationships. So we need to see both of them. So let's just have them there. Because there's a scene in a little bit where she just tries to explain what his value is in this entire thing. And I'm like, oh, they made you say that. So that way the audience is like, why is he here? Because there's no reason for Sid to be there at all.
And I keep wondering, why doesn't she hate him? Because she seems to like genuinely like him. She doesn't have that air of disdain that Christina has on Flip or Flop, where she's like wants Tarek to die.
Yeah.
This girl seems to like really like him, and she laughs at all his jokes, and like she likes that he's useless. It's weird.
Right. Yeah. And what's fun about Shay is that when I first saw her, she seemed like really nice and everything. But then you realize that she is a little bit of a control freak and that no one really likes her and that she thinks no one likes her. And you can see that she has this complex where she wants people to realize that she's not being judgy, but then she says everything in kind of a judgy way, which I really like. She's like, she is judgy and she's trying to break out of that, which is kind of like me. So I related to that.
So do you think that she's with him, now that you talk about that, I think maybe she's with him because he is, like, light and fun and personable, and so he can do that part of it, and then she can, like, do the bossing everyone around part?
Yeah, maybe. So either way, she goes, you know, whether our clients have $2 million or two, I want our clients to have a sense of peace, especially if they have $2 million, because, you know, we're not working pro bono. Sorry.
I've got 90 employees, so love poor people. Congratulations on your box, not touching it. Okay. Yeah.
I love when they try to be democratic on these shows, like whether you're Reese Witherspoon or a frumpy doctor who runs marathons, we just want to help on TV.
And this couple, actually everybody on this show, because I watched the second episode too.
Oh, really?
Literally nothing. It was that or the World Poker Series, which, by the way, I watch all day now too, because I'm out of HGTV shows. So I just sit there and watch poker all day now when I have time. Mm. And Vince is on that show. Vince Van Patten is one of the hosts.
Yes.
He's, you know, one of the guys on the show. Oh my God, he's so funny. Anyway, the point is, I watched the second one because I had nothing else to do. And they have rich people guilt, where they're like super rich and they're all in these big mansions. And they're like, but I'm doing this for everybody. It's not just for me. I want like other people to be happy too.
Yeah. So now we see Shay running around the house with her kids, their rental, and they're making the beds. And they are currently designing 18 dream homes across Utah and the country. But our biggest project is our own home, which we're building from the ground up.
Well, that's a good start, honestly. It's a good plan. Like, let's start at the ground.
Yeah.
And then we'll just keep going up, okay?
We're starting with the second story. We built everything
from the sky and hoping we have enough wood to make it to the ground. Okay.
The sky is not only the limit, but it's also where we're starting. So... They're living in a rental now with their children, Ren and Ivy, and but they've got to be out in 2 months because the owners sold the house. They were like, who are these awful people living in our house? We have to sell it before it gets haunted.
And she talks about, like, if you ever watch the Olympics, you know how they have those, like, really sad stories. Like, here's the Olympian, but he was attacked by a lion when he was 5 years old, lost an eye, and, you know, whatever. And then they play the music and the person's crying. She talks like that about moving out of their first house. She's like, we sold our first house and we started a business. I'm like, okay, you're a real fucking hero over there.
I know. And Sid is like, well, we can go to another rental or a hotel or a nice hotel. She's like, and then she also is one of those moms that makes her daughter wear matching bows all the time, no matter what.
Yeah, they've always got to have a bow.
Yeah.
So now this I will say, these freeways in Utah are Utah is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
From everything we're seeing on this show, it is just a gorgeous place. They have a freeway that goes around a mountain and it's got like 20 lanes on it. I mean, I don't even, but it's huge. I was like, wow, Utah is not afraid of really pretty asphalt.
And I feel like all the signs are like the Serena. Like when you drive by them, they go, how are you? You having a good drive?
How are you, car?
So they're driving. Shay and Sid are driving to their clients. Emily and Zan call. And I was like, I feel like I'm hearing a lot of syllables, but I can't parse them into names. Emily and Zan call. I'm like, where's the first name? Where's the second name? Where's the last name?
I know. It does sound like somewhere where you could get a euro, for sure, this couple.
Emily's on call. So they're working on an extra living room space because they just don't know what to do with it. And
what do you do when you have two living rooms? It's hard.
It's so hard. So this is where Shay tries to justify why Sid is on the show. She's like, you know, it's funny because, like, when I get down to business, like, you know, when I go to a site, like, I just get right down to business. I'm like, not fun. But when you come along, you make it fun. It's like a party. So I'm glad you're here, because otherwise I'm just like an unfun woman on TV, and no one wants to see an unfun woman on TV because of patriarchy. So I'm so glad you're here.
And he's like, well, you know, they do kind of stress about giving you the right answers, babe. Like, they just feel like they have to please you. Mm-hmm. So we go over to this house, and he's like, you knock. You have a fierce knock. I'm like, you can't even knock on the door. Like, literally everything that happens on this show, he's like, babe, you know what? I think you should do these dishes, because if you do them, then they won't break. You know how bad I am at that. But you're really good at doing dishes.
Babe, I'm not saying that you're the scary one in this relationship, but your knock is really fierce. So you do it. You scare them with your knock. Because mine's more like, I actually knock like I'm a doorbell. Like when I knock, you just hear ding dong. It's really weird.
Yeah, but you knock really fiercely, babe. I just put down, he does nothing. Like, I can't even believe he even drove over here.
I know. I'm convinced that there was a production assistant, like, down below, just putting his hands on the gas and the brake, just praying that he was doing it all right.
Yeah, this guy's just got his arm on the back of the seat. Like, yeah, we'll get there eventually, babe. So they get to this house of Zanamora and Emily and Zan. I can't with your name, Zan. I'm sorry. But Z-A-N-N. No, you're going to need to rethink that. And also, it's your hair. You have Meemaw hair. I know that that's like trendy Instagram influencer guy hair, but you're 50 and you need to stop it. Okay? It's Meemaw hair.
No, he's cool because his name is Zan, which is short for Xander, which is short for Alexander. So he's like double nicknamed up. Okay? So Emily, who has three E's in her name and no Y's, and probably saw Emily in Paris, was like, that's me. So Emily and Zan.
That's me, but I'm spelled better.
I would also send back that steak. Ew. So they have been married for 15 and a half years. And we have like five children. So first is Lolette, who's almost 10. And then Crosby, who's 7. And then Sylvie, who's 5. And Phoebe, who's 2.5. And we are hoping for one more just because we have a whole bunch of really terrible names we want to use.
Hope it's a boy. I hate when people say that. I don't know why. I get all offended. I'm like, just have your damn baby, okay? Your baby doesn't want to have to watch this show in 10 years and be like, oh my God, mom didn't even want me.
Mom always liked Lolette and Crosby more than me.
Well, I feel like with a name like Crosby, everyone's going to be like, oh yeah, that Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Like, I don't know. Crosby just sounds like a fun name. Where they're like, Phoebe, what now? Come on now. But Crosby, they'll always be nice to a Crosby.
Here's the thing. Phoebe is a lovely name. Oh, there's a bug on my wall. I kind of want to kill it. Hold on. I'm killing this because this show is making me want to kill this bug. Hold on. I got to do it.
Really? Oh my God. Seriously? This is a professional show.
Oh, I have been getting like bitten up by bugs for the past day or so. So I'm like, here's my thing.
What kind of bug was it?
It was, I don't know, it was like a small little, it looked like a freckle that was walking on the wall. And it looked like one of those bugs that, like, if it went unchecked, it was going to, like, spawn 50 million of itself. So I was like, I have to kill it. So, sorry, people who love bugs. So, the thing is this, the name Phoebe is a lovely name. I love the name Phoebe. But in the context of Lolette and Crosby and Sylvie, Phoebe suddenly becomes awful, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like it's not spelled like Phoebe. It's spelled like Phoebye or something.
Yeah.
Because this is Utah.
Also, so, did you notice that there was... I kind of felt like I picked up on some sexual chemistry between Zan and Sid. I don't know. I felt like the way they were like eyeing each other up, I was like, there's something going on with Zan and Sid, all right? I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Well, Zan's hair. I mean, there is definitely something about Zan's hair that just says, like, fuck me and I'll never tell anybody. Like, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. He's definitely got that hair. And he's also very helpful. Like, mm-hmm. They say, oh my God, Zan is so helpful. Like, he did this whole place himself, okay? And, like, he's so helpful that he loves to go to other neighbors' houses and help them. I'm like, I'll bet he does.
Yeah, he moved the staircase by himself, and he like went into a crawl space and dug the cement out by himself. Like he's having sex with the staircase. He's funny. Let's just be honest, guys.
So let's go look at this second dining room, which is just a conundrum, okay? So they go in there and they look at it, and it looks like an after shot on HGTV.
Like, yeah, I was like, oh, it's nice. It's nice rug, nice carpet, a sofa. And she's like, here it is in all its 70s glory. Ew. I was like, it looks spacious and roomy, and the kids can play around in it. Wonderful.
Yeah, and I always say when we talk about HGTV shows, it would be nice to see someone that's not on a budget of $5, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, here's my trailer and $5. Make it beautiful. And they're like, look what we did for these poor people. Like, sometimes it would be nice to see some opulence and some aspirational homes. But after this show, I don't know that I need it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I just kept getting annoyed. I was like, what's wrong with this room?
I know.
This room is already great.
And Emily's like, so, like, we host like crazy in the summer because our yard is awesome. I don't know. Did you get a shot of the yard? No, you're not going to put a shot of the yard in the show. Okay. Well, because I just mowed it for Netflix. Okay, great. So glad you're not using it. So our yard is awesome, but in the winter I shut down because I hate this room so much. I don't want people to come over and see my well-carpeted room with a nice sofa in it.
And Zan's like, yeah, we have seasonal friends. And she's like, well, you know, this is your bonding space now. So how are you hoping to use it? Bonding? Hope you're going to say bonding. Because I believe that design is for peace and personality. Yeah. And bonding.
Peace and personality. Emily's like, well, I want it to be a dining space, but also an office space. But I also want it to be a crafting space and also a vacuuming space and just a space to think about space, like both in terms of like physical space and also space, what's out there. I mean, what is out there? So it just could be a lot of things. I want it to be sort of like modern and traditional and classical and abstract, but also like funky, but also solemn. Is that cool?
And Shay's like, you know what we need in here? Symmetry. Because you know what doesn't create peace and harmony in your life? A fireplace that goes all the way to the wall. Like, who does that? I mean, modern people. That's who does that.
Yeah.
And guess what? We are not modern people. We are getting rid of that fireplace that goes all the way to the wall. How disgusting.
I mean, it'd be one thing if you're going for a modern aesthetic, but I mean, look at you. You're not modern at all. So let's make it classic. Am I right? Am I right? High five, Sid. No? Don't leave me hanging here. Don't make me look like the judgy one, Sid. Come on, Sid. Make me fun.
Honey, it would be great if you could high-five yourself because you just do a really good job at that. So you do it. You do it, babe.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
What if there was a place you could discover all of the world's best independent ethical brands? A platform which takes the effort out of finding sustainably produced fashion, jewelry, accessories, homeware, beauty, and gifts without compromising on quality, design, or price. Meet Wolf & Badger. Wolf & Badger delivers limited edition collections from artisans around the globe, items produced in small quantities and made to last, right to your door or to try on in stores in London and New York. Rather than framing products around trends, Wolf & Badger places emphasis on the creators and the stories behind their unique products. Their sustainability guarantees mean that not only will you be one of a handful of people to own each piece, but you'll be shaping the future world that you want to live in. Beyond five-star reviews, they've been featured in the New York Times, Harper's Bazaar, Vogue, and in Drapers, which just named them the Sustainable Retailer of the Year in 2020. Support small business and find a new way to shop. Visit wolfandbadger.com today and save 10% off your first order. Just use code STITCHER at checkout. That's STITCHER at checkout. Discover unforgettable gifts and find your new favorite designers, all at Wolf and Badger.
I want to just prove to everyone that I'm the fun one. I'm just as fun as Sid. I'm not judgy at all, but is this where the baby sleeps? Is this where you put a crib here? Is this, I don't even know if this is a closet. I mean, what is this? But I'm fun.
Yeah, it's a closet. And they're like, yeah, it's a baby sleeping space. Now, Emily hadn't won me over until that, because that is how to have a baby right there. Like, you're going in this closet, okay? See you later, sucker. They make you tiny for a reason.
Shay is like, well, you know, with new clients, I think that they feel pressure that I'm going to be judging them in some way. And I just want to show everyone, I do not house shame. But if you do put your baby in what sort of a closet, I am going to maybe point that out. But it's not a house shame, just a choice shaming.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to put dark and moody and light and bright together. How am I supposed to do that? I mean, they're such a fun, cute, young, white family. What am I going to do?
And Sid is like, hey, Zan, you're pretty stoked to have someone else come and do this, right? Instead of you having to do it all the time, right? Right, bro? Right, bro? And Zan's like, yeah, you know, because like when you do something yourself, you just like notice every single flaw. So it's going to be nice to like sit back and notice someone else's flaws, you know?
Yeah. And she's like, you know what? we decided that no matter how big our business has grown, and it has, I don't know if I've mentioned that, but we never want to underestimate the power of one small room. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is your poor, this is what you're doing for the poor right now. The second living room.
I love a one room transformation. You know, it's enough to make you feel good, but it also reminds the clients that they're still not rich enough to get the whole house done.
So then we go to their office, McGee and Office Gee, and they've got like 50 people working there or something.
I know, it's like a DirecTV like customer support center. And Shay's like, I'm going to sit down right here between you and the snacks, Pam. Did you get those snacks from McGee Snack Company? Because that's our in-house snack company. You really should. and they want to divide this space into three usable spaces, a living room, a dining room, and an office.
Sex swing. So for dining, she's like, we are going to remove the built-in and we are going to center that fireplace because it is disgusting as it is, all the way to the wall. Can you believe it, honey? You're seeming kind of bitchy right now. All right, I'm reeling it in. Thank you, honey. Now we're going to have a couch against the window, floating chairs, and then we're going to open the closet. Okay, do all the work. I'm leaving now. Bye.
I'm going to go to my giant, not Magnolia home. So
it is very Magnolia home. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. So they drive to their house and she's like, it's just so crazy. It doesn't really feel like our house yet. It just feels like we're going to someone's site. I'm just wondering when it's going to feel like our house. I wonder if it's when I step in there and I'm judgy to myself. Then I'll be like, I'm at home. Yeah.
So this is one of those shows where they're not only doing their own house, they're not doing someone else's house, they're also doing their own. So half the show is watching them do their own house. And I don't know that I like that. I don't really love their house because it's just like a new big kind of McMansion, you know?
It's a huge house. Here's what I like about their house. Tyler, the contractor. Hey, more Tyler. Hey.
Zeb Atlas with a hammer. Yeah.
So Tyler is a jack of all trades. He just asks questions, which I guess is what makes him a jack of all trades. He asks questions. I'm like, Sid. And Sid's like, yeah. He's the epitome of a gentle giant. I mean, he could rip off your arms and pin you to a bed, but instead he's just really nice to work with. That's what I love about him.
So she likes modern and traditional, and finishing the main room is a top priority. So the fireplace went in. Oh, my God. It was 5,000 pounds of solid limestone from Texas. Sorry, guys. Kind of heavy.
And it's also shaped in a weird top-sided way where it looks like it's just about to fall over on you as you're poking at the wood. I love that.
Yeah, I hope there's no earthquakes in Utah because everyone's dead.
And they're like, that thing. Seriously, and they're like, so Sid is like, what's going to prevent this from falling over because it's 5,000 pounds and also looks like it's about to fall over? And Tyler's like, oh yeah, we got posts, so it's in posts in the wall, and so basically if it's gonna fall over, the whole wall will have to fall over. I'm like, that makes me feel worse. Are you, yes, saying that not only is the fireplace gonna fall over, but it's gonna tear down the wall in the process? Is that, yes, what you're saying?
That's what I thought too. I thought cracked foundation and sinking roof. This house is going to be a disaster because of that damn fireplace.
You can't have hot contractors. That's what that just taught us. No hot contractors.
Oh God, he is so hot. And he is so gigantic. My God. Then they go over to talk about the hood plaster. And he's like, you want that buffed and polished? And she's like, I want movement, but not polished.
Yeah, not shiny. And then they are like looking, and then they're in like a bathroom area, and she's like, oh, I want to put my tub here. And Sid's like, who's the tub for? And she's like, I don't know. It's just for me to look at because I'm so rich that I have tubs that I just want to look at. He's like, yeah, because you're not going to use it, fake Alicia Cuthbert. Oh.
Yeah, we never see people on these shows who are like, tubs, gross.
I know.
Right? Usually people love a tub, but she's like, that's disgusting. Hose the children off, okay? I'm not using a fucking tub.
So now it's demo day at the Call Project. So they get there and Zan has already moved the electrical box for everyone, which is really nice and hot.
He's like, God, are you glad that I didn't do that kind of stuff? I would mess that up, right, honey? She's like, yeah, I wouldn't sleep safely if you had moved an electrical box, you idiot. And he's like, yeah, I wish I could take on things, but you know, you're just better, so.
She's like, I know, honey, stop talking, because I'm better at talking also. So they're going to incorporate board and batten because it's all over the house and it's like it's basically like panels. And she also wants to create an integrated shelf. And she's just like really excited for them to have a space that feels like home, even though they are at home. And so inherently,
she's like, I'm not just creating a room. I'm creating a mindset change. You know, I'm going to use vertical lines so this room looks taller. I'm basically in a shoebox right now. I'm filming this in a shoebox. It's going to look like a room when I'm done.
Yeah, these stupid idiots wanted a moody room, even though literally everything in their house is white. Like, are these people for real? Stupid faces.
Yeah. Oh, and she loves white. Everything's white, white, white. So they're packing back at their house, and this is where he's like, gosh, you should pack the dishes, babe. You're better than me at it. I mean, you know, I'll just break them if I look at them.
Yeah, you know, folding paper over ceramics is really hard. So here, oh, look, I found photos. This is when we were first dating. Oh, look, that's when you were holding the camera. You're just so much better at selfies than I am. And wow. And their sad story is, ever since we sold our house in California, we've been living in rentals.
Yeah. And she cries like 3 times every time she talks about selling her house in California. It's so funny to me. So then they go to their house that they're working on, Zan's house. Zan and Emily. And they're putting their fireplace in. And I'm like, wow, it looks like you're building the set of Roseanne compared to your own house.
I know. Like, well, we found some driftwood, which is funny because there's not a sea in sight, but we found some and we decided just to nail it together into a U-shape and put it over your fireplace. Looks good, I think.
So they decide to go for bottom dark paneling and white walls above, and that's how we're going to mix moody and dark with light and bright. I'm like, wow, you're going to mix dark colors with light colors? What a crazy take on that, Shay.
But I like that Shay shades Emily. She's like, well, she said she wants moody, but I mean, look at this house. There's literally nothing moody about this house, right? I mean, she named her eldest daughter Lolette. That is not moody, all right?
And her husband is probably, you know what? Let's go with the color, the cheating heart.
Cheating heart paint. I like also that like the three swatches look more or less the same, right? There's like variations on navy blue. And she's like, I don't know. This one looks a little safe. Let's go with cheating heart. I'm like, there's no difference.
They're all navy blue. I'm sorry to break it to you. So 2 weeks to move in back at their house. And their kid is just telling one of the workers, I went to preschool.
The worker's like, I can't afford preschool for my children, you privileged little brat. So
I'm teaching my kid off YouTube, but thanks for sharing, thanks. You little fucker.
So they do something else really annoying to me. They set up like a picnic in the unfinished house. They have like a picnic basket with all the plates that are like in the perfect place in the basket and everything. You know, the workers are like, great, I haven't had a lunch break in 3 months because you've been riding me so hard, but please, by all means, enjoy your stupid little lunch right there where all my tools are, and I can't go near you because you're shooting
a show. I haven't been able to lift a sandwich from my mouth since that fireplace broke my back, but enjoy your Capri Sun over there.
Yeah, enjoy your Niçoise salad.
And your Topo Chico, which I love that they have Topo Chico. I thought that was a local delicacy. Mm. So Shay is like, okay, Shay, I have some design questions for you. Who are you kidding? Sid. She's like, Sid. I have design questions, Sid. I'm like, he's not doing shit. Let's stop pretending. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I really like this dark color for the cabinets. Everybody, did you hear me? I like this dark color. Okay, so I'm going to have Ivy pick the color because she's really good. She's like, the dark one? Yes. Oh, my God. She's so good at design.
Yeah, she is so good. And then Shay does something that really pisses me off. She goes, you know, I think that dark wood will be a nice contrast because of all the white walls and white floors and the Doug fir beams. I'm like, it is Douglas fir. This is not Nicolas Cage. You don't get to call him Nick Cage, okay? You are not friends with Mr. Fir, okay?
Yeah, so she's totally Instagram friends with Doug. They like Doug Instagram. Fir. They like DM each other. She's like, Doug, how's your fur?
Douglas fir. Say Douglas fir, not Doug fir. It's ridiculous.
And then the guys are putting up the beams And they're on death-defying ladders because it's one of those mansions with like 900-foot-tall ceilings.
Yeah.
And so they're putting up these beams, and Sid just goes, "Whoa, those beams! It's your Sistine Chapel, dude."
The guy's like, "Fuck you." I mean, what? I mean, those ceilings were so high. Are they like planning on like installing a Brontosaurus skeleton in there? I mean, like, is this gonna be like the Natural History Museum?
Good luck ever changing a light bulb.
Okay? Yeah, enjoy that. Enjoy the world's largest step stool. It's ridiculous.
So they're going to...
back to the coal workhouse. Project. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, there's always hesitation. Will they like it? Will Sid fart on their couch? But I'm feeling confident.
There's always that nervous moment when you wonder if Emily thinks she's a lot more modern than she is, because she isn't.
Now, Emily, and then there's that awkward moment where you walk in and Emily set up a Cinnabon tray and tried to pretend that she cooked everything herself with a little calligraphy note telling you to enjoy yourself. That's always fun.
That's always fun. That's so modern of her. I'm using air quotes. Danish is not modern.
So then, guess what Sid does?
He wait, by the way, can time. we should give Emily some credit, because in the millions and millions and millions of these home shows that we've watched, never has anyone actually thought to put out a little snack for people. And I'm like, thank you, Emily. You know what? You won me over.
I think she's just trying to be friends with Shay. I think she's like a fan from Instagram. And she's like, oh, my God, we would totally be best friends if we ever met. And so she does things like leaves out like really beautifully handwritten, like Southern trays of, you know, baked goods. And then Shay is like, fuck that. I'm not eating a fucking Danish. Are you kidding me? I'm on television. Meanwhile, only her husband eats it. And Shay like secretly resents Emily for leaving her out in the first place.
That's actually true. In which case, though, I still like Emily, because Emily was basically passive aggressively shaming Shay. Like, oh, I know she can't eat these. I'm going to leave them out. Hey, Shay, I left you a bunch of Danish. Oh, did I happen to? Oh, I forgot that I saw on your Instagram that you can't eat Danish because you're on a diet. Anyway, I hope Sid enjoys them.
Hope you're having fun cracking Moody but Light.
And then it's just like Sid eating a Danish. It's like wacky. Like, Sid can eat anything. Look, he's eating a Danish again.
Yeah. So then let's go. Project reveal. A humongous truck comes up. And Emily's like, oh, my God, I've had borderline nausea for days.
And then her, like, Midwest accent gets really strong out of nowhere. She's like, because then they go in and they see it. And she's like, oh, my gosh, how did this happen? Why am I so weepy? I didn't even cry when I had our babies. Oh, my gosh.
I love that. She goes, I didn't cry when I had my baby. Did I cry when I had our babies? And he's like, no, actually. She's like, yeah, this is our best baby.
I'm shaking. Look at me. Oh, my gosh.
I like that she just totally threw her kids under the bus.
I know. Lolette's like, thanks, mother. She's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, I wanted to kiss you, Shay. I really did. I wanted to kiss you. I'm so happy. So I'm just going to grab your head and your hair and then just look at this modern but moody lighting. Whoa.
And so he's like, yeah, I created two sensibilities here using two wall treatments. And look at your fireplace. Can anything be more in the middle of a room than that fireplace?
When you see that fireplace, does it just like fill you with feelings of not being modern at all? You must feel that, right?
And Shay loves saying this because she says it in the next episode too. She goes, we made three different rooms in here. Listen, not everybody wants three rooms. They're not living in a studio apartment, okay? Like, she goes into this mansion in the next episode, and they give her, like, the whole bottom floor or something. And she's like, guys, I created three rooms in this one space. Like, lady, can we fill up our house? It's already a mansion. It's 10,000 square feet.
She's going to just, like, start importing cubicles in. I've made 9 spaces in this kitchen.
They loved it, of course.
Yeah, and it looked good, by the way. Let's not overlook. I thought it looked really good. It was a little busy from certain angles, but I think overall, I thought it was pretty good. I love the dining
room
area.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks like very modern and clean and white. Like, I mean, it totally looks like Instagram home design. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a mix of that farmhouse modern type thing. I'm looking at her Instagram now, and yeah, it's just like all white, super white, you know, rooms. But yeah, it looked nice. I mean, it's actually kind of what I'm into, so I liked it. Yeah. No, but it's not like watching an HGTV show where it's like, whoa, what a crazy transformation. This is already a pretty room that they painted nicely and put some furniture in, basically.
Yeah, pretty much, because Emily and Zan did not have the creativity to, like, put in furniture or whatever. But yeah, you're right. It was a nice room to start out with, and but I thought it was really nice. And Shay is like, design is so important because it affects the way you feel. You know, these rooms that you design, you spend more time with the people you love, or at least who you tolerate and have to do everything for. You know.
Yeah, so it was pretty cute. So in the next episode, they do this big mansion, and the couple's super trying to be rich humble, and she's like, well, the reason I need my house done is because, like, I am so proud of us for being so rich, and I just want to share with everybody. Like, I want to be like, this house is for you too. It's like, I don't know. I think there are plenty of poor people who would appreciate your charity in a different way. It's yeah, like, wow, look at that lady. She is so charitable building a mansion. I mean.
That I can enjoy from my TV.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, like, pretty good. I'm going to watch the rest of it. So, like, I'm not going to sit here and lie.
I might. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's good, like, idle TV to have on in the background. I mean, look, I'm never going to get tired of seeing a before and after situation. Like, I'll always be like, I have to watch. So I don't know. I mean, especially now that I've finished Emily in Paris, I got to watch something else now. So, hey, maybe it'll be this show.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah. Thank you all. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back on Monday with some Real Housewives of Potomac.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D. There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.